sticky in here.
Sticky? Like humid?
Yeah.
It's not the heat, it's the humidity.
It's gross. I feel nasty. Maybe it's because I haven't showered since Monday.
What's today?
Friday.
You haven't showered since Monday?
Look how long my armpit hair is.
Let me see. It's not that long.
Oh.
Mine would be vicious after that long.
Oh, hi, everyone. It's,
we're on time.
6 o'clock. You're listening to Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU. I'm Franny.
Still takes me by surprise. I'm Michelle. And this is Shut Up Weirdo.
Tonight's topic is, what's your favorite nut? Call us at 201-209-9368. You can also join the comments community by going to WFMU.org and clicking on the playlist and comments link. Clearly, the best nut in the world is a cashew. Number two is a pistachio. And the worst is a peanut. Even though a peanut is not actually a nut, it is a legume.
Whoa, throwing down the knowledge real early in the show. You got nothing left now, though.
No, I just hang out. Have a good time on a Friday night.
The word legumes is funny. Yeah, just
turns out a peanut is a pea.
No.
Yeah, that's what Ken said.
What?
He looked it up.
He did research for us?
He was Googling it. Yeah, he was Googling it.
A peanut is a pea?
Mm-hmm.
Is a coconut a nut?
No. It's a...
Are you sure?
No.
It's a fruit? Can't be a fruit.
Are you ready for tomorrow?
Whoa, dude, tomorrow.
What's tomorrow?
Tomorrow, summer thunder.
What's that, Michelle?
Three Chord Monty turns 21 live at Union Pool, and it's 3 blocks from my house, so I'm so excited about that because I'm lazy. There's going to be a bunch of bands from 3 to 6. Joe B. Lux filling in for Todophonic Todd. Baby Shakes, the Rubinos, who are playing here tonight, actually. And it's going to be a freaking party. Do you know how many people I've talked to say they're going?
How many? At least 5?
100,000.
You don't know that many people. I might go if I can clear my calendar.
Yeah, it's clear. We'll both be there, so say hi.
But no.
Or don't say hi.
You can just stare at us awkwardly. What are you going to wear?
Shut Up Weirdo shirt. I got a network.
I'm just going to wear this. I'm not going to shower either.
Cool. Might rain.
Oh, I don't do rain.
I love the rain.
My hair gets real frizzy.
You're anxious? What are you doing?
I think I had too much coffee.
You're very jittery.
It's because I'm not. I was trying to not drink beer and I had coffee instead, and that was a bad idea. I don't know how I'm going to, like, we're going to the movies tonight. I don't know how I'm going to sit in a movie and, like.
You want a Xanax?
I don't know. No. Call us 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is, what's your favorite nut?
201-209-9368. Call now. You will get through.
Should I, like, make a chart so I can take a tally?
Yeah, I'm not sure how you're going to... Are you going to take a tally? Is that how it's going to work?
I don't know yet.
I guess we'll just see.
Name some. Almond.
Cashew. Peanut. Walnut.
Ew.
Gross. Brazil nut.
Macadamia.
Macadamia, which I like.
Nobody's calling us. Pecan.
Oh, pecan.
We have a full board. 201. I don't know how that happened. 201-209-9368. What's your favorite nut? You're listening to Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU.
Nut.
These are the rules.
Do you think anyone will say Kevin Nut?
Someone said it on the comments board.
I love Kevin Nut. Shout out to Kevin Nut.
You cannot say D's nuts.
You can't say D's nuts.
You can. That's distracting.
I know.
You cannot say, you guys are my favorite nuts.
But
I know.
Can't they?
Mm.
Let's let one person say it.
Okay, just one. Hi, you're on the radio. Michelle?
It's on.
Hello? Uh-oh. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, Frankie. Hi, Michelle. This is Ted.
Hey, Ted.
Hey.
Oh, we got the wine of the month. Thank you.
Yeah, you told me last week, or the week before you told me.
No, we got it again.
Did you get another one?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's been a month already?
No, but I don't know what happened, but thank you.
I'll take it.
I want it.
All right. I love me some hazelnuts.
Oh, I didn't think of that one. I love me some hazelnut chocolate stuff.
And I especially like to make them into my oatmeal cookies.
I like when you make them into your oatmeal cookies as well.
Yeah, your cookies are amazing.
Not
but
as good as your ribs.
Is
what do you say? What? Hmm?
What? What nut? What? Donut.
Oh, no. Wrong.
No.
Wrong.
Not
a nut.
Good try. Good try trying to be clever, Ted.
I like donuts.
Not a nut.
Okay.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right.
Have a good one.
Oh, can I announce that I'm filling in for Gaylord Fields next Sunday?
No.
Okay.
Robin says, this reminds me of the only joke I know. What's the difference between beer nuts and deer nuts? One's a dollar and the other's just under a buck.
Get it?
Like... Oh. Remember when I fell for that joke?
Yeah.
Repeatedly. Smell my poop.
That was so funny.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Is it beyond the pale that Andy would come back for a guest appearance?
Hell is that person.
Do you know what makes it funny is that, like, he's asking for Andy Cohen, but, like, then why is he still listening?
It's been 5 years.
Hi, you're on the radio.
The one true great nut is Kevin Nutt from Sinner's Crossroads.
I already said it.
I'm going to add him to the list.
I was on the phone. I didn't want it to be interrupting my call.
But good answer because he is amazing.
I'll go for a goober.
I love him.
All right.
Have you ever met him?
I don't know. Okay, have a good one.
He's amazing.
I don't know if I've met him.
He's amazing.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Pero qué maravillas trae el ciego.
Whoa, Orlando, it's been a while.
Yeah, well, you know, I've been relocated to Charlotte, North Carolina. So
really?
I got people to see.
Huh.
But I'm going to say that almost every nut has an appeal for a different reason. Pecans are great with
sweet.
Sounds like
the know-it-all.
Cashews are probably tied with macadamias for being the most sensual nuts.
Sensual?
Fatty and delicious. And smoked almonds are beyond reproach. And, of course, there's the peanut, which is not really a nut, but rather a legume.
Peanuts are for poor people.
Yeah, Michelle says peanuts are for poor people.
No.
Show me a classy guy who loves a peanut.
Especially Jimmy Carter.
That's true. Who's that other guy who farmed the peanut?
Washington Carver?
No. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And, of course, peanut, there's a super peanut nutrient type of thing that they give to, like, starving people all around the world.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
That
what's that?
Of a tube.
Yeah, you're right.
But is that just peanut butter?
No, I think it's
something.
Like,
yeah, you're right.
Peanut butter on steroids or something. You know what I mean?
For poor people.
Yeah, see, she was right.
Well, for the consumers, but not the producers.
Right, the consumers. That's what we're talking about.
Well, you know, I'm a consumer. Wait. I was going to say I'm a consumer of nuts, but.
I am!
Yeah.
I am.
Okay, we heard you. Settle down. You want to say it again?
I am.
What?
Nothing.
And what are beer nuts made of, actually? What kind of nuts do they put in those? In those assortments?
I am not sure. I forgot about the beer nut. Barbecue beer nuts? That's what she barfs up in Heather's.
No, they're not fancy. They're clearly probably like peanuts.
They're like the garbage they sweep up off
the floor.
You
know, last night, you know, it's funny, the subject
peanuts,
of nuts.
Peanuts, vegetable
last
oil,
night,
corn syrup, and salt.
My fiancé had a bag of...
You have a fiancé now?
Yeah.
Good for you.
She had a bag of
my fiance
sugar what does candy she look like? Cinnamon swirled almonds, and apparently she had put them on the other counter here in the kitchen so that I wouldn't touch them. But I was looking for a snack, and so I ate them. She said that that was the last bag. You know, she packs them in a sandwich baggie for work.
You sound happy, Orlando.
So she was upset.
Yeah, you do sound very happy.
I said, me son ciego, me no sabe. Next time, me no do it.
Now you sound crazy.
All right, Orlando, you know, good to hear from you. Gotta go.
Gotta go. See ya.
Oh, boy. He did sound good,
though. He did sound well.
That makes me happy. That makes me happy. Wait, Roz Rowley makes a good point.
What?
Hating on peanuts means you wait, what? Oh, I thought it said hating on peanuts means you hate Snickers.
Okay.
But that's not what he wrote. He says hating on peanuts means you need a Snickers, I guess, because it'll remind you they're delicious.
Because it satisfies.
Snickers are amazing.
Mmm. I like a frozen Twix.
Mmm. I love me Twix. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello.
Hi, what's the best nut?
Well, if I'm going to say the honest truth, my favorite nut is Hardy White.
Not clever.
No? Okay. Well, walnuts, because they look like brains.
Wait, that's a good reason.
That's a great reason. See, there you go.
They do look like brains.
We do love Hardy White here.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Okay.
What about pine nuts?
I love pine nuts on a salad.
Someone just said that on the comments board.
Thanks,
buddy. All right, bye. Hi, you're on the radio. I think this line doesn't work.
Line one?
Yeah. Hi, you're... Hello?
This is Rooster.
Hey, Rooster.
Oh, it's his line.
Hi. Well...
Hi, Scott.
Scott said his favorite nut is the wing nuts that attach the wires from his mixer to his speaker system.
Wing nuts do that? I do love a good wing nut.
What's a wing nut?
It looks, it's like kind of like a screw.
Well, that has like the things on the sides?
The things on the sides. And it's like a bolt. Yeah. I do love a good wing nut.
Looks like a Mickey Mouse hat.
Yeah, it does look like a Mickey Mouse hat. All right, Rooster and Scott, thank you very much for calling. How are you doing, Rooster? What's your favorite nut?
Great. You guys are my favorite nuts.
Thank you.
You guys are the best.
Thanks, Rooster. Yep. I'll take it.
You're welcome.
All right, have a good one.
Have a good one.
Bye.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Is it line one or is it them? Is it you or is it them?
It's them. Hi, you're on the radio because I was line two.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's up? What's your favorite nut?
My favorite nut was born on this day 130 years ago today.
Spit it out.
Yeah, so, well, that's today's mystery, and I just want to say you're going to love my nuts.
Oh, my God. I'm getting mad. Hi, you're on the radio. What's your favorite nut?
Hey, ladies, how you doing tonight?
Hey, what's up, sister?
Not much, just, I want, I definitely love this subject.
I'm sure you do.
Because, and I'm going to tell you why. Mr. Know-It-All called in once, but that's definitely not going to be enough.
What?
For that man on this topic. What is that? Specifically.
This is a mess.
Wait, you're going to have to call back because we can't hear you very well.
And you're hammered. What is happening? It's the degenerates. They come out in the summertime.
I like her. She's fun. She's got spunk.
Me too, but I couldn't hear her.
Yeah, that was the annoying part.
Okay, this is line one. Hello, you're on the air.
This is Larry Noodles. Hi.
Hi, Larry.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Stop trying to be nice to me. I know you're going to hang up on me.
All right, what's your favorite nut before
I
we
didn't
do?
Say anything, so.
Okay. My favorite nut is Brazilian bikini, string bikini nuts. You ever heard of them?
No. This isn't going the way I thought it was going.
I liked when he was like, stop pretending to be nice. You know you're going to hang up on me. And then I hung up on him. Yeah, this isn't going well. Nobody's following the rules.
Make them.
No messing around is the rule.
Yeah, this show is... There's no messing around allowed.
All the callers I dislike the most are calling consecutively.
It's mean, dude.
Hi, you're on the radio. This has got to be normal.
Yeah, I was down at a little farm in South Carolina off I-95.
Uh-huh.
And they had white chocolate-covered pecans that were, like, they had a sample of, and I just destroyed them. They were the greatest thing ever.
White chocolate is disgusting.
It's just butter and cream.
It's not even chocolate.
It's disgusting.
It's awesome.
Okay.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed that.
I did.
Have a good one.
I will.
Bye. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi.
My favorite nut is the cola nut.
The what?
The cola nut.
I don't know.
The cola nut.
What the hell's that?
What's a cola nut?
They make Coca-Cola out of it.
It's... What?
Really?
Yes. Don't you remember the old commercial with Jeffrey
Dahmer? I thought they made it from cocaine.
He loves the cola nut.
Cocaine.
Okay.
Cocaine.
It's a caffeine-containing fruit.
Perhaps. Okay. Perhaps.
It is definitely a caffeine-containing fruit. That's why Coca-Cola is so good. I love Coca-Cola.
You shouldn't drink soda. It's really bad for you.
What's your name, sister?
My name is Mati.
Mati, you're on the list because you're creative.
Yeah. And original.
You might win a free t-shirt.
And we celebrate that here.
You're kidding. That would be such an honor.
So if you listen at the end of the hour, we announce the winner, and it might be you.
Ooh, how exciting. I didn't expect that.
Oh.
We love surprises here on Shut Up Weirdo.
Okay.
Okay, have a good one, Mati. Thanks for calling.
You too. Bye-bye.
Look how cool the cola nut looks, though.
Ooh.
It's pretty, right?
Looks like one of my ceramics.
Looks kind of like an armadillo.
Yeah, it does kind of look like an armadillo or a chinchilla.
201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is what's your favorite nut? People are asking me if I'm pregnant.
Why?
Not yet.
Because they know you have a boyfriend?
Yeah. Cola nut.
Learn something new every day.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, I like nutmeg.
I don't hate that answer.
You don't like that? Well, let me.
No, I said I don't hate that answer, but Frangry just put her head in her hands, and she is not thrilled right now, I will say that.
There's a story attached.
There's a story attached.
I'm listening.
Cool. We had heard a rumor that you could, if you ate enough nutmeg, you could get high.
Oh.
Uh-oh. And... so, a bunch of my friends got together, and we ate a ton of nutmeg.
Did you get high?
No, but the side effect is that it's a laxative.
So,
we just spent the rest of the night rotating in and out of the bathroom.
Who is this?
This is Ian.
That's what I thought. Hi, Ian.
Hey, how's it going?
How did your gig go? I'm sorry I didn't make it.
Oh, it went well, yeah.
Cool. Nutmeg. All right, Ian, thanks for calling.
All right, later.
Bye.
He's cute.
Is he your boyfriend?
I don't have a boyfriend.
Do you want him to be your boyfriend?
No, I have an ex-boyfriend.
I have lots of those. I'm scared to answer another call. It's just going to make me more mad.
You're not scared of nothing.
Oh my God, someone is stalking my boyfriend and calling out his age.
Ooh, Dale?
Yeah.
Did he accept Dale's friend request? Yeah,
He asked me, and I was like, yeah, it's okay. I think he's fine. I don't think he'll murder you.
That's funny as hell.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, ladies. No, I'm not hammered. Just having fun.
Hi, you're on the radio. Sorry to the person I just hung up on. We couldn't hear you
at all.
Oh, it's cool.
No, we can hear you.
No, we can hear you.
Oh, okay.
What's your favorite nut?
I was going to say that my favorite nut is a pistachio, but second is a walnut. But my partner is allergic to them, and they ate a walnut and got really, really sick, and it wasn't fun.
And what happened?
So, did their throat hole close up?
Yeah, we had to get Benadryl, and it was funny because it's on.
You need an EpiPen.
It wasn't a brownie, but it was just a regular brownie. It wasn't a weed brownie.
Ooh, a brownie with pistachios? That sounds delicious.
No, he's allergic to walnut.
Oh.
Do you have an EpiPen? You need an EpiPen.
It was a regular brownie, and
don't say those words.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I forgot.
It's okay.
Oh, and then I end up getting food poisoning, and I was on a toilet bowl all night, and then they were passed out from eating a brownie, and it was just a really crazy 420, no weed involved.
All right, bud. Thanks for calling. Have a good one.
Have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, this is JP. My favorite nut is grape nut.
Frangry is grape nut. What do you mean that's cereal? Grape
nut.
I give up.
She is very, very angry.
Like, now they're just doing it on purpose.
You love play on words and puns.
The show wasn't supposed to be one of those.
Well, you can't control everything.
I genuinely wanted to know what kind of nuts people like.
Why?
Because it's interesting.
Is it?
No.
It's not.
Grape nuts are good, though.
They're only good if you let them stay in the milk for a long time and get them soggy.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're way too crunchy.
They're delicious on ice cream.
I'm off sugar.
Well, I'm not eating it either, but I'm
off sugar.
I had McDonald's last night. Ugh.
What the hell?
I still regret it. That's why I'm not drinking.
Dude, what did you get?
Number 10.
What's that?
This Chicken Select value meal.
I like BK better.
BK isn't across the street from my house.
I like those French toast sticks.
Oh, yum.
Those are so good.
All right, buddy, have a good one.
You too.
Grape nut.
It was cute. 201-209-9368. Why are you giving the finger to the screen?
Morticia says I'm not mother material.
Who cares? Everyone can have a baby.
And I am mother material on the inside.
I mean, you're mother material.
Who's Ina Garten? Garten. Is that a human?
Yeah.
Who is that?
I forgot.
Everyone's being mean to me today.
Why? They're just jealous you have a boyfriend.
American author and host of the Food Network program.
Oh, yeah. Isn't she the Barefoot Contessa? She's the Barefoot Contessa. That's her show.
What does that mean?
What are they saying about her?
They're saying I'm the next Ina Garten. Garten. How do you say her name?
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Didn't she get slapped across the face at a restaurant recently or something?
She did? Why?
Maybe that was someone else.
No, that was a different cook. The Cokehead cook?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was someone else.
Oh. It was a cook, though, right?
Yeah, some kind of chef. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi.
Hey, what's up?
My favorite kind of nut is probably a pistachio because it's like a workout for your fingers. You got to, break it open and everything, you know?
And the shells are delicious.
You eat those?
Yeah,
to lick.
They really are.
Oh,
like,
you can lick them.
Sometimes I eat the shells, too. Like, they're, covered in salt and stuff.
Pistachios give me pimples.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Like, you know the ones that you buy, when you're, trying to pick out, a good snack, you're, trying to be healthy, I'm going to get pistachios, and then there's, the roasted and salted ones. And
then you eat the whole, 3-pound bag.
I don't.
And then you're like, wow, well, I ate all that salt, so.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, all right. Thanks for calling, sister.
Bye.
Bye.
Have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Well, hello. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm great. I wanted to call and tell you what my favorite nuts were.
All right, let's hear it.
I personally love a classic Mr. Peanut in the tin.
Poor person. What else?
Followed by a cashew.
Good answer.
Preferably unsalted.
Clearly.
Although they can be dangerous because once you start eating them, you can't stop.
That's true.
What's your name?
Especially with all these nut allergies all over and around. I'm surprised they even sell them anymore.
It's dangerous.
It's crazy.
What's your name?
Barbara.
All right, Barbara. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Have a good one.
You know, we thought of this topic a week ago. We were like, oh, it's going to be perfect. It's going to be like our hit of the summer. Boy, were we wrong.
I was a little concerned.
I was not at all.
Especially when Ken said it was going to be great.
Yeah, we should have known.
Yeah.
He has zero radio instincts.
None.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, Michelle. Hey, Franny.
Hi.
My favorite nut, which reminds me of the holidays, is a chestnut.
Chestnuts roasting.
Oh, no, don't do that.
Now we're all going to have that song in our head. Jack Frost. What is that?
That's so gross.
How does it go? Jack Frost does what?
Ugh, I can't. Say it.
I don't think I know all the
What
words.
Is it? What does he do?
He's nipping at your nose.
Why?
Oh,
because it's cold. Oh, I get it.
Makes me want to vomit so hard.
You'll die.
Stop, dude. I hate Christmas. I hate the holidays. I hate Santa. I like presents, and that's it.
Okay.
That's such a bummer.
I don't care.
Have I ever eaten a chestnut? I don't even think I have.
They grow. They're weird.
Why?
They're weird. They're, like, soft, right?
I want to see what it looks like.
You might have had them in stuffing before. They put them in stuffing.
Oh, they do put them in stuffing.
No, I'm a Hispanic girl. I don't eat white people stuffing. The stuffing I eat has, like, raisins in it.
Raisins?
Yeah. Yeah, girl, you don't know. You don't even know.
I guess I don't.
And olives. Delicious. All right, sister. Chestnuts are weird.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Have a good one.
I liked her.
Wasabi-flavored almonds. Yeah.
That girl was cool.
Robin thought it was Jack Frost nipples up to your nose.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I drank too much coffee. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, hello?
Ooh, water chestnuts. Those are delish.
What's that?
What's
the question of the day?
What's your favorite nut?
My favorite nut?
Mm-mm.
A coconut.
Damn!
I thought he was going to say something bad. He sounded like he was
devious. Yeah, you sounded like you were going to say something dirty.
He sounded
devious. I usually call in and say something dirty, but you guys always cut me off, so I learned my lesson.
Well, now you've got dumped for no reason.
What? Really?
Yeah, dude.
No, I didn't push the button.
Oh, I thought you did.
Yeah, don't push the button on me.
You do sound devious. You sound like you're up to no good.
In a good way.
What's putting that off?
You just sound like sneaky.
Like fun. Like,
well,
like,
I'm pacing right now. Can you sense it?
Yeah, maybe.
I like you.
How old are you?
I'm 26 years old.
Ugh.
Not too young for me.
Yeah, not too
young. We hear him.
What's up?
Oh, okay, we gotta go. Hi, you're on the radio. Hello?
Hola.
Estás en el radio. What was that?
It was an alien.
Was that real?
It was an alien.
Oh my god, that was weird.
201-209-9368. What are you laughing at?
Mr. Johnny says Franny is a despicable gringophobe. The word despicable is funny.
I like that word.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Oh, wow. I'm on the radio right now.
Isn't that so cool? What's your favorite nut, brah?
Well, I hate Christmas, too.
I mean, yeah, duh.
Unabashedly. But I'm not a Grinch, so...
I am.
Thanks for clearing that up.
Yeah, good to know.
Wait, I heard that there were rules to this game. What are they?
What is your favorite nut?
Yeah, but you said that I heard
Just don't try and be smart. Don't try and be smart. Just be honest.
I mean, there's so many great nuts, it's hard to...
You're going to have to choose your favorite. You can give us top three if you want.
It's like trying to pick your favorite color as a painter.
Yeah, it's black. What's your favorite
black.
Nut? Mine's blue. What's your favorite nut?
I like Brazil nuts a lot, but they're a pain to get out of the shell.
There you go. There's your answer.
No.
Okay, then what's your answer?
Well, that's one of them.
Okay, what else?
I did like that girl who called up about the finger exercise with pistachios.
Mm-hmm. Finger exercise?
She said it, not that kind of finger exercise.
Oh, a different finger exercise.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know.
Uh-huh. Okay. What else?
I'm solidly middle class, but I do like peanut butter.
You're poor, then.
Peanut butter.
Peanut butter is for rich people?
No, it's for middle class.
Almond butter and cashew butter are for rich people.
Yeah, almond butter is for rich people.
Almond butter definitely makes me sick.
That's what I eat.
$18.99 for an organic.
It's so good, though. It is, like, such a ripoff.
The beer nut joke was great. I have to say, that made this the greatest show of the summer.
What beer nut joke?
Robin's beer nut joke.
Oh.
I'm going to tell that.
My dad told a joke last night.
What was it?
What's the biggest city in Puerto Rico?
What?
Orlando.
Ouch!
Laugh crazy.
That's not even a nut joke.
I know, but it's my dad, so he can say
yeah, you
got to
be nice,
wants.
Okay? We're talking about parents now.
Because he bought me surf and turf last night.
Damn, where'd you go?
Benjamin's Steakhouse.
Whatever, dude. Where's my invite?
They asked me why I didn't invite you.
Uh-huh. So am I. Mm-hmm. Your dad loves me.
He told me to tell you hello.
Tell him I say hi and I would
I
love
already
to see
him
again.
I'll invite you next time.
Mm-hmm. It's good to bring me around your parents. They'll realize that you're doing good things with your life.
They'll be like, why don't you have a real job like Francis?
All right, have a good one.
Did he say text me later?
I don't know. I just hung up. I thought he said he had to go.
Oh, I thought he said text me later.
I don't know.
Should I text him?
Who was that?
I don't know.
Then how are you going to text him?
I'm just saying.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I am fine. Hold on, let me turn this down.
Please.
I have several favorite nuts. I love cashews, mm-hmm. but I would have to say recently my favorite nut is the pistachio nut because someone had a sore throat, and without skipping a beat, I told them, fill your mouth with a bunch of pistachio nuts. You know, the red ones that really stain.
The red ones?
Right. The pistachio nuts with the red shells. Fill your mouth with a bunch of them till it's full and hold it for half an hour and do that twice a day.
Why?
Well, they did this, and then about 2 weeks later, their sore throat finally went away, and they said, well, of what efficacious value
salt.
Was the pistachio nuts?
What was the reason?
And I said, there was no reason. I just thought it was funny.
Why would anyone do that?
Because they were an idiot.
You're
but
mean-spirited,
it was
sir.
Funny.
That's mean-spirited, sir.
Well, no, it isn't.
A little bit.
I mean, if you told someone to, you know, balance a book on their head.
Okay, have a good one. I hate this show. Hi, you're on the radio. Oh, my God, we still have so much time left. So much time.
I told you.
Hi, you're on the radio. Should we talk about carrots?
No, we already talked about
number?
We did? What? Who
I know
was
you're
that?
Not supposed to get mad.
Who? What'd he say?
Do you even have Andy's number?
Oh, no, I don't. I could give it to him. Oh, my God. Don't let him get to you.
I'm not. It's just a waste of my time.
This show is a waste of my time today. I could be sleeping right now.
No way, we're going to the movies.
I'm asleep in that movie.
Not if you get your root beer.
Ooh, I really want a root beer.
You could have one. Do you think they have frozen Coke there?
If they have frozen Coke, this is going to be the best day of my life.
I like getting frozen Cokes and then bringing little whiskeys into the movie and dumping them in the frozen
Coke. I want a frozen Coke.
I want a frozen Coke.
Do you think they have that at movie theaters?
They have it at the Williamsburg Cinema.
Yeah, but this is like an AMC or something.
I don't know. It's an AMC? I don't know.
I just made that up. 201-209-9368. What's your favorite nut? Yeah, but Kem is taking us to the movies. Damn it. Hi, you're on the radio.
Yes. Hello.
I quit life. Hi, you're on the radio.
My favorite kind of nut is a peanut in the butter form.
Peanut in butter form.
I love you.
Well done.
That was so cute. Is peanut in butter form. With authority.
Yeah, I liked it.
Only 22 minutes left.
Oh, dear God, this is the slowest show of my life. Should we talk about
your boyfriend?
No.
Okay.
Nope. Miles says, what's frozen Coke? What the
what?
Fleck?
What
do you mean?
Miles, it's exactly, do you live under a rock?
It's exactly what it's it's. What do you mean? It's frozen and it's
other
Coke.
People see it as a slushy or Slurpee.
Oh, I mean, same thing. Jesus, use your brain, bro.
Frozen Coke. I don't like the strawberry flavor.
I like the if you mix a little bit of the cherry in, just to give a little. Hi, you're on the radio.
I used to have 7-Up. That one was good.
Brought you flow.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Two peanuts were walking down the street, and unfortunately, one was assaulted. See, I lose my reputation as being a know-it-all. I'm funny.
That was cute.
Too.
That was funny.
My favorite nut is a donut.
No.
But a coconut. Coconut is a type of nut.
I thought it was a fruit.
You know, it's controversial. It's called Coccus nucifera. It actually is kind of classified as both. But I like coconut. What do you think? It's very flexible. Think of all the ways that you eat coconut.
It is flexible.
What do you think?
I don't know. I'm looking at Frangry get mad over there.
Oh, but my joke was so funny.
What's she getting mad about? What are you getting mad about?
They're being so mean to me.
What are they saying?
Not nice.
Like what? That you're going to be a terrible mother and that...
Something about snorting lines? I don't know. What? I don't even know what they're talking about.
Who's being mean?
Mr. Johnny is dead to me.
More flowers.
And Just Ted is, like, giving him props.
Just Ted.
Dead to me.
Behave. Be classy.
Hi, you're on the radio.
I like that noise.
Yeah, my favorite nut is the walnut, but it has to be pureed so it doesn't get caught in my gut. Have it with strawberries and cream or strawberries and ice cream if you need sugar for the tartness of the strawberries.
All right.
Thanks for the tip, man.
That is a good tip. Stuck in the gut.
Okay.
All right, have a good one. Enjoy your pureed walnuts.
Oh, listen.
Yeah.
Roasted pistachios are addictive.
Mm-hmm.
That's why that isn't my favorite nut. Otherwise, that's my favorite nut, roasted pistachios.
Mine is pistachio in ice cream form.
Uh-uh. Nope.
Listen, We're going up the hill here.
Yeah.
Pistachios and ice cream. Listen, I mean, now it's getting very rich.
That's right.
I stay away from the richness.
Ah, okay. That's too much for your gut?
Yeah, for my whole body.
Yeah, I could see that. All right, buddy. Thanks for calling.
Okay, buddy.
Have a good one. That's my favorite call tonight.
I love that guy. That was great.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Oh, hi, Frangry. Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
I love some nuts. My favorite nut is my friend Dania. I get together and I'm macadamia. And, anyway, that's still kind of flat.
I thought it was great.
That was weird.
That was really weird.
So weird.
This is a really strange...
That was really weird. Right?
Who's that band?
The Rubinoos?
I can hear their music.
Yeah, it makes the seat vibrate a little bit. I like that.
201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is, what's your favorite nut?
Ooh, should I see if I can pull them up on the board?
Hi, you're on the radio.
Oh, the best nut is in the
world. Oh, my God. I have no idea what people are saying, and it's freaking me out. I feel like they're all cursing and saying really bad things.
They better not be.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Good evening. My favorite nut is Shirley MacLaine.
Oh, my God. Hi, you're on the radio.
Almond.
Okay, thank you for your honest answer following the rules.
Straight cop.
This guy deserves a t-shirt. Time, right? Yeah, Jesus. It is about time. Thank you.
I'm just serious. I don't have any jokes or puns. I just really want to talk about almonds.
Thank you very much.
But sometimes you reward the puns, so they've been trying to come up with something to impress you. And now today you don't want it.
This is not a pun show.
They didn't know.
No.
They knew after the first 10 minutes.
They think they're so clever that they're going to win your heart and your mind over.
My heart is taken.
Your body will follow.
My heart and my body are both taken.
Damn!
I was questioning the pronunciation. I've always said almond.
Almond?
Almond. I pronounce the L. Do you?
Almond. Yes.
Yeah, but the dictionary is saying this.
Almond. Almond.
Ew, that's so weird.
Almond. Almond.
Almond.
No, the dictionary's not even saying the L.
No, it's not. However, it does put it down as an optional pronunciation. So.
Oh, okay, got it. Optional pronunciation.
I don't like options.
Well, you know what? They have orange and orange.
If orange.
You're from New Jersey, like me, it says orange.
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 You know what? That's not an option anymore.
Orange.
Orange.
It used to be on here. It used to be go orange, orange.
Orange.
What about Jordan almonds?
Delicious. Candy. They are good. They're candy.
You keep trying to spruce up the almonds. I mean, you're trying to spruce up the nuts. You're trying to make them into ice cream and everything.
Do they make almond ice cream?
Probably.
You can have almonds and ice cream. That would be good.
All right, buddy. Thanks for following the rules. I appreciate it.
Sure. Hey, and what happened to Mr. Know-It-All? Did you drop him? You didn't even insult him or anything.
We just dropped him.
I'm, like, out of insults. Plus, I've rebranded.
You know, he's a good friend of mine.
Oh, really? My God, you know him? Why?
Is it true?
I grew up with him.
Really?
But you're so much more normal.
It's because he's an actor.
Well, it happens, you know. He's like a cousin now. I mean, our families have been friends for, like, 40 years.
I'm so sorry.
People who know each other listen, and then they hear their friends call. That must be so fun.
It really is.
Oh, my God, I can't believe you know that guy.
Right now. I'm sure he's loving this.
He's an actor.
Is he like that all the time, or does he just turn it on for the show?
Maybe I should keep it a mystery.
That's a good, good point. Don't tell us.
Yeah.
Good point.
All right, buddy, thanks for calling.
All right, thanks. Bye. Have a good one. I like that guy.
Yeah, he was a straight shooter.
JP says, marzipan is made from almonds. And I know Fraggy and Foodbed love marzipan.
I love marzipan.
Okay, take a deep breath.
It's so good, though.
My stomach hurts.
Stop complaining.
I just feel like I have to do a number two.
Please don't talk like that.
Michelle, before the show, I said I might have to do a number two during the show. And she said, where? Like I was gonna do it in the studio.
You can't leave during the show. We're not allowed to say your response.
Yeah, I said on your face.
No, we're not allowed. You serious right now?
That's what I said. Hi. Oh, you were on the radio. I didn't say it. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. My favorite kind of nut is the peanut. And before you make
you're
fun
poor.
Of my expensive taste, I am trying to bring myself out of poverty through an art project that I started on Instagram called PB at Work, which is where
No, absolutely not plugging some Instagram art project.
Richard S. says, marzipan rules. You can sculpt with it and then eat what you make.
They make little animals.
They do it in Nicaragua. I was just going to say
Puerto Rico, they do. And Italy, they do, too. They're delicious. I love a good marzipan animal.
They want to know if there will be nuts in my
nuts. They want to know what?
If there will be nuts in my nuts.
Stop! Dude, seriously? You know.
I didn't say it!
You're crossing a line and I don't appreciate it. And I'll just leave it at that, okay?
Okay, Mom. Are you going to ground me?
The FCC might.
Doubt it. Since I didn't do anything wrong. Like, Clint. Listen, I'll say I'm, like, close to the line.
I almost just said, you're playing with fire, girl.
No, you didn't.
I did.
I wish you did.
These guys are sound checking pretty hard down there.
Should we tell everyone that I climbed a mountain this weekend?
Oh, I forgot. You climbed a mountain and you only complained the entire time.
No, I tried to keep it. I didn't really complain. I just was terrified the whole time. But I wasn't like, oh my god, this sucks all day. I was thinking it, and I was thinking,
kind of
I might said. Die. I'm going to die.
Why did you think you were going to die? The hike wasn't that hard.
Did you see me at the end of the hike?
How many days could you not walk for?
It stopped hurting yesterday. And we went on Saturday. No, I literally, the next day, I couldn't walk downstairs. Like, I took a cab to work on Monday, because I was like, I can't.
You need to work out more, actually.
Dude, I know.
Okay. I just don't want to see you be a weird old lady who, like, has to be in a wheelchair.
It's kind of late. I already am.
You're not that old. What are you laughing at now?
Robin says, Frankie's gone mooch. What does that mean? I like it. Hi, you're on the radio.
Good evening. How are you, Michelle? How are you, Frankie?
Hello.
I'm torn between a couple of nuts. So I got obviously the classic pecan because it flavors itself well. And then I found out there's a way that peanuts, I heard you all talking about how it's actually a poor person's nut.
Mm-hmm.
But with that, there's actually a program where you can make an art project out of your peanut butter meals,
mm-hmm.
called PB at Work on Instagram.
Really?
Nothing I hate more than that.
People are calling to plug their stupid effing Instagrams? Like, what is happening?
Frangry official.
I mean, nobody cares about your stupid peanut butter Instagram.
I certainly don't.
Jesus! I'm done. I'm gonna put on that Christmas carol and I'm leaving.
No, you are not. I won't turn it up on the board. 201-209-9368. Now what are you laughing at?
Dale says, Almond Joy's got nuts. Mounds don't. I love me an Almond Joy.
I like an Almond Joy without the almonds. Which isn't the same as Mounds, because Mounds is dark chocolate and Almond Joy is milk. What are you typing so furiously over there?
Robin's trying to tell me who the mooch is, like I don't already know.
Oh, we already know.
We spent the whole happy hour talking about the mooch.
2-0.
We're all in love.
I'm not.
Hi, you're on the radio. I'm not.
Hi. You're both there, right?
No.
Okay, well, I'm going to talk about my favorite nut, regardless who's on the other end. And it's also an almond, but it's a certain type of nut. It's a Marcona.
I love those.
Which one's that? Those are the ones they have at Whole Foods?
Those are the ones that are $1,000 freaking.
Yeah, they're very expensive.
They're irresistible. So good. They are irresistible.
The problem is if you
Oh, those are amazing.
They're so good.
They're like the greatest almond in the world.
Yes.
They really are.
I think maybe this is the winner of the nut wars.
They're heavenly almonds.
They are heavenly. They're otherworldly.
They are. And I have to limit my intake because, you know, that oil will weigh on you sooner than you think. But, God, I love them.
Yeah, they are delicious.
They're like the most incredible guilty pleasure that one can get from a nut.
I can think of more.
Okay, well, I'll just go with this.
Let's leave it at that.
That's my favorite. I like other nuts, too, but I'm just going to stick to Marcona.
Thank you for calling, sir.
Thank you for having this show tonight. It's a very good topic.
That's so weird.
It's really funny that you think so.
Take care.
You too.
Have a good one.
What a strange show.
People are bizarre.
Everyone's shirts are in.
Except for ours. The hell? You think they forgot about ours?
Marcel Ems came in today and Joel St. Germain's of Rolling Motion.
Well, where's mine?
I mean, you mean ours.
Where is it?
I don't know. I think it's because we're the most popular show, so we had the most shirts ordered, so they left ours for last.
Oh, yeah, probably. And it's the best shirt.
Yeah, so.
Clearly. Hi, you're on the radio.
My favorite nut is Frangry.
Yay. I'm Franny now.
Oh.
Oops. Have a good one.
7 minutes left. Let's
hi, you're on
let's
the radio.
Leave in five, though.
Hi. I like cashews very much, but I think I like pistachios more because you have to open it. And then when you get to open it, you get a little reward.
Okay. I like that. That's a good reason.
And can I just make one comment?
You shouldn't use
I agree
food
with
as
you
a
totally
reward.
About Jordan almonds. But don't you think you have. I always worry about, and I don't know if you do, that every time you have a Jordan almond, you might crack your tooth.
Yeah, it's scary. It's like living on the edge. It's like climbing a mountain.
It's real extreme in the nut-eating world.
It's true. It's like extreme nut-eating.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
I love extreme nut-eating.
Jesus Christ.
How many extreme nuts can you eat in quick succession?
About two.
So you're working on it. It's a goal you want to achieve.
No, I'm pretty sure that's
just
the highest
two.
Bar.
Just two.
So no handfuls, just one at a time.
A
maybe mouthful
and a mouthful, same thing.
Okay.
Little cupping.
A little cupping. Okay.
Goodbye, sir.
Have a good one. Now that we went there. Hi, you're on the radio.
I feel embarrassed.
Hey, ladies. Do you guys know if there's a difference between Latin and Hispanic? Someone asked me that, and I didn't know.
Yes.
What's the difference?
There is a difference.
I'm Googling it.
Okay, cool. I heard both, and I just didn't know.
Whoa!
Oh, my God. Billy Jam's here.
It's a whirlwind.
Hispanic is a narrower term that only refers to persons of Spanish-speaking origin or ancestry, while Latino is more frequently used to refer generally to anyone of Latin American origin or ancestry.
Latin's bigger. It's a bigger umbrella than Hispanic.
Okay.
Cool, thank you.
Good
if
talk.
If you're Hispanic, you're Latin, but if you're Latin, you're not Hispanic. Is that true? You're
no.
Chicano?
No, I'm asking, what's the difference there?
Chicano's a Mexican, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, Chicano's Mexican. We're going to end a little early.
Because we're over the show and we hate it.
Can I speak?
Yes,
you may.
I love you guys.
Thank you.
And you are so many great samples that I just have to get the last 5 minutes of your show, and there's an ample bevy of sample-worthy material.
It's because we're embarrassing.
And Michelle, just two girls on a Friday night.
Having a good time.
Having a good time. But no, I was going to say, as I was thinking on the train, you look around, right? Everyone's on their phone. I'm like, it wasn't that long ago when people didn't have their phones. Maybe a topic would be, what do people do before?
Did they actually have to talk to each other?
No.
No, they just still didn't talk. I was thinking about it, but okay. Maybe it might be an interesting topic.
They just stare.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, I like me a good old pecan pie.
Good for you, buddy.
Delicious.
It sure is.
My grandma made a good pizza.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, is Walter calling?
Hi, Walter.
Hey.
What's up, dude?
I got some, I wanted to, I got a favorite, I have a favorite.
Tell us.
It's mixed nuts. That's why I like this show. Oh my God, I'm so nervous.
You're doing great. You're doing great.
Yeah, my heart's beating so fast right now.
It is nerve-wracking. It's exhilarating.
I've been listening to you for so long, and I can't believe I'm on. I can't believe I'm hearing your voice in my telephone ear.
Congratulations.
You're doing great, Walter. You're doing great.
So
mixed nuts.
Say, mixed nuts.
No one else said mixed
Nobody
nuts.
Nobody said mixed nuts.
Came in at the last minute with mixed nuts. I can't believe it. My son said donuts. I said, no, he doesn't like that.
Yeah, that's not good. Hey, Walter, I'm going to send you a T-shirt. How about that?
Oh, OK.
Okay, all right, I'll wear it.
All right, you have to email me your t-shirt size and mailing address to shutupweirdo@wfmu.org.
Okay, all right.
Okay. All right, mixed nuts for the win.
Thanks, girl.
Have
go
a good one.
Walter. We can do one more.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello, okay, I've got two, the pignolis or pine nuts for when as a condiment, especially when you put it in the stuffing for turkey with rice and raisins and sometimes chestnuts.
Mm-hmm.
And also the hazelnut. I like that sharp smell and flavor, sort of like witch hazel or alcohol to it.
I like alcohol.
I like witch hazel.
Yeah. So, and I remember my Greek grandmother, Yaya. She used to make the stuffing for the turkey with the pignolis.
All right, buddy. Thanks for
Take
calling.
Care.
All right, have a good one.
Bye.
Are we done?
We can do one more.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, I just wanted to let you know, you guys are really telling the truth out here. This Instagram thing and these whole, like...
Hi, you're on the radio.
All right, so my favorite nut would be pistachios, but walnuts are probably the...
Weird.
Yeah.
Weird.
What's weird?
Walnuts.
No one said walnut.
They look like brains. Well, that's all someone said. All right, have a good one.
Let's go.
Yeah, forget this show.
I'm out of here.
Here?
I'm out of here. Ready to go?
All right, let's do this.
Do you want to do the station ID tonight?
No.
Good.
Okay.
You've been listening to Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. We'll be back next week. See you tomorrow at Union Pool at 3 o'clock. We're going to party. Please stay tuned for a Billy Jam.
Yeah, yeah.
I might go.
Two girls trying to have a good time on a Friday night.
You're on the radio.
I don't think anyone.
I've gotten so drunk I puke.
Just two girls.
My Billy Jam.
Just two girls. Two girls.
Okay. Hey, t-shirts we don't even have. So that's it?
That's it.
Okay.
It wasn't very exciting.
I had a good time.
Okay, well, that's great.
Two girls trying to have a good time on Friday night, right? Two girl night, right?
I had a good time.
Okay.
With Billy Jam. Always.
Yeah. I had a good time.
You've been listening.
Guys, have a good one. 8 months pregnant after that.
No, you do not.
Maybe because
you're not.
Same!
Are we done here?
What are you talking about? I have a winner.
Who is it?
It's a list.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Gotta get out of here before sundown. There's gonna be bullets till breakfast time around here. Saddle up!
Hi, you're on the radio.
Cha! Cha!
Newish! Smooth B, Johnny Famous, Jim.
I go wherever I want to go. I flow wherever I want to flow. I wear the crown, Smooth B. I go wherever I want to go. I flow wherever I want to flow. Live life bizarre, stay up to par. Give me that cigar. This for my players, wherever you are. Now, Smoothie, stay strong to the finish. I'm like Popeye, but I smoke my spinach. Throw a smile at my enemies and watch them diminish. Then kick back out in Venice when it's time to replenish. Sip mojitos at the country club, golf and tennis. Mischievous at times like Dennis the Menace, the Matter Vinci. Dressed in Gucci, no one can clinch me. The owner, the coach, player, no one can bench me. I go wherever I want to go. I flow wherever I want to flow. I wear the crown, Smoothie. Is he Boricua or is he Dominic? Well, I just came from the weed medicinal clinic. Floors, cause I'm a boss, just in it to win it. You got beef across town, I'll be there in a minute. And believe we gon' finish it before they begin it. I used to push the plum Q45 infinite. I'm in the Benz on a 405 breaking the limit. With the features of an emperor from ancient Kemet. I don't lie upon the mic, if I did it, I did it. I don't lie about affairs, if I hit it, I hit it. I'm the smoothest rapper ever, you better admit it. And if you don't know, then you better get with it. I got a cousin named Nat, cousin named Vita, aunt named Janice, cousin Rashida. And when I'm on the mic, I'm off the meter. I go wherever I want to go. I flow wherever I want to flow. I wear the crown, Smoothie. I go wherever I want to go. I flow wherever I want to flow. I wear the crown, Smoothie.
They tell you the history of the world, but they never tell you where you want to go. So how do you get down?
Passion, still asking for a chance. 15th Amendment, don't do a song and dance. Power the people, call it Malcolm Martin. Brother still starving through stress, oppressed for skin color. Brother Trayvon, hoodies, snakes, anger for goodies. Who was he? Brother taken by aggression, not Laquan. Life by another's hand, son's a man. No romance novel, attack the beast. Give me Liberia, people for reparations in Cobra. Sounds of pro-militant stance, don't dance. Failure, remove unity, oneness, all for one this. Everything or nothing, don't calm down. Stand up, we Fred Hampton warriors. Panthers with the passion, no honor. Fighting in the war with no end. Southside Chicago, Memphis 10. March, pray, get up, do it again. Do this for my brothers, wilder than the hundreds. React, revolt, stand up, attack, fight back, never calm down. Do this for the mothers who lost their sons from oppression by one time. Hands up, don't shoot. Heard through the block, Sinfonito 2017. What's up? Stand for us. Love yourself, save the children. Put these women first, respond. Keep money, don't spend. Save your community from gentrifiers. Scream, holler, the roof is on fire. We not stopping, more action. Brother, love is the only option. Only you can stop the watch.
They ask you questions and never answer you straight.
What happened? When first?
Well, America don't know who you are. And you come out and they're scared. They just see black people and they get nervous.
Yeah.